Hello, hello everybody. This is Scott and Christy, and we are the owners of Taking the Florida Plunge, and this is episode one, introduction to the Florida Plunge Show. We are excited to have you. This is something that we've debated about and discussed and fought over, and then our producer Ken, who you're going to meet in a little bit, finally convinced me to do it. So this will actually be live, and then you'll actually be able to watch the replay on YouTube. So that's kind of exciting for us as well. So with that said, I want to do some introductions for you to meet kind of who's going to be with us. And just know that it's the characters that are portrayed here are going to change as we go out through the different episodes. But first is our producer, Ken. Ken, you want to introduce yourself?
Hello, everyone. My name is Ken. I am actually living down in the Tampa area. I'm really excited to be here. Unlike, you know, a lot of people, I do not work for Disney. So that's a little bit different about me. But yeah, I'm sure we'll go more into a little bit about me as we go on.
Awesome. Ken, and thank you so much. I'm super excited about this. I do appreciate it. You're doing a lot of work and I'm paying you nothing. And that means a lot. Next, we have got the one and only, the big Gene Palma, who is one of our admins with Taking the Florida Plunge. Gene is a good friend of ours, him and his wife, and we're excited that he's here. He's one of our first guests for the day. I've asked him to come on as an admin. So Gene, you want to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about you?
Yep. Hey, guys. Sorry. I heard some feedback. like Scott, I'm a cast member. I work at Disney. I've lived in Florida for a few years. So it's been fun. I lived in Florida when I was a kid, so I kind of knew sort of what I was getting into. So moved from Maryland. So I'll get it back to Scott.
Awesome. Well, thank you again, Gene, for being here. I do appreciate it. As for me, I work for Disney Cruise Line. And Christy here is a teacher. She teaches middle school. So again, not everyone does work for Disney. When we moved here, I did not work for Disney at the time, nor did I think I would ever work for Disney, to be honest. Just to kind of give you an update of kind of what's going to happen on the weekly shows, they're going to change. We're going to, like I said, tonight's going to be more of an introduction for you, kind of just a little fun. For the future episodes, you're going to see things with realtors. We're taking your questions off of the Facebook page and group page and pretty much turning them into a show, which is, I think, is kind of cool. It's kind of taking what you, the end user, is putting out there, you, the person who wants to move to Florida or has already moved to Florida and asked those questions. We're kind of filtering through them saying, okay, what can we have that we can do a show on? And I'm kind of excited about that. And then we're also going to talk about a special guest, like we might have my friend Biggie from Deli Fresh Threads. I think he's watching. Hello, Biggie. I have him kind of in the back of my mind to come on and kind of tell us what he does for the community here in Orlando and how you can take that idea and do it in your own community, wherever you live in Florida, as well as maybe some career folks come here and kind of let you know. I know one of the big things is how to find a job when you're moving here. Is a big one. We talk a lot about schools. A lot of people ask questions about schools. We may get her to talk a little bit about that, as well as maybe we can just have a whole round table of nothing but teachers. So there's a lot of ideas that are floating around. It's going to kind of change up every week. We don't expect the shows to be 20, 30 minutes max. We don't want to take up your whole time. But we do want to provide you some good information. Just know that once the show is over, you can always leave comments in YouTube. We'd love comments. You can share the episodes off of YouTube. You can also ask your questions in the Facebook page and Facebook group. So with that said, I'm going to get the show started. And I don't know if this Florida Plunger is listening, but if she's not, you guys can let her know that we're using her question because it seemed like the perfect fit for what we're doing tonight. The question came from Faith Helwig on the Taking the Florida Plunge group page. And she asked, what made you finally decide to move to Florida? Was it a random idea that you had, or was it always something you wanted to do? Tell me where you're from and where you're going to. Tell your story. Oh, what a fantastic question to start our intro off with.
Has she moved here yet?
She has not. She has not moved here yet, I do not believe. So if you are listening, Faith, thank you for the question. I know that several members answered the question for you on the page. I thought it'd be important for you to get to know us as the owners of the blog, as well as Ken and Gene. So with that said, I'm going to actually let Gene answer first. So Gene, I'm going to send it over to you. What made you and Jessica decide to move and take the Florida plunge?
Thanks, Scott. And it's a great question. It's one we've seen before on the plunge page, but it's not something that's irrelevant for the most part ever. So my wife and I, we got married a few years ago and we were living in Maryland, and my wife had lived in Maryland most of her life. I've lived in several different places. Georgia, I was born in Georgia, moved to Maryland 2008. But when I was a kid, I lived in Miami for a bit. but most of my life was in Georgia. When we got married, you know, I asked her if she had thought about ever living anywhere else. And we were like, well, we could live in Florida, or we could live out west. And we thought about California and, you know, the different things out there. There's industry I could have got into out there very easily, and would have definitely be able to get a job very quickly in it. I know lots of people on the West Coast, but we had came here for our first vacation together. That's when I proposed to my wife, and then we actually honeymooned here in Florida. So we thought we could try Florida. It's nice weather all the time. And one thing that people ask me about why I moved to Florida, I said, you don't have to shovel sunshine. So, it's the reason why I picked it. It's because as people who are coming from up north know, snow sucks. It looks pretty the first day, but that's about it. That's it. And adults don't get snow days. Real adults don't get snow days. So I'm not saying a teacher's not a real adult, but they're tied to kids, and you know, we don't want the kids to die on the way to on the way to school. So we decided to move to Florida. When we came actually on our honeymoon, we had already figured out that we were going to move by our honeymoon to Florida. So we took a couple of days to actually kind of just drive around. And we figured out a couple of areas. We had money saved up when we moved down. In the year that the riots happened in Baltimore, we had flown down to Orlando, and we actually took a whole weekend and we mapped out all these apartment complexes. And so what we did is basically we actually routed the apartment complexes. So we basically went, like, we knocked out probably 10 or 15 apartment complexes each day that we were here just by routing it out and timing it perfectly. So we basically read all the reviews for all the different places that we had looked at. What was funny is where we ended up moving to was actually not far from where we had actually seen when we were doing our scoping or, you know, checking out the areas on our honeymoon. So it's actually kind of funny. We're literally probably one town over that we ended up moving to. But by the time we ended that weekend, we had signed the lease and everything had been done. We had been approved to the apartment, and it was just to take the time to actually go through the process of packing everything up and moving. And it was 3 or 4 months later in the middle of the summer, which was hot.
That's pretty awesome. Well, we're glad you did. I have to say, I think I'm going to take the we don't shovel sunshine. That may be my new one.
Yeah, we don't have to shovel sunshine.
We may need a Florida Plunge bumper sticker that says we don't shovel sunshine.
And so everybody knows, I met Scott through his scopes. The first scope I ever saw was for Star Wars weekend. Christy was out of town, and he took the boys to Star Wars weekend. And I was messing around on Periscope, and I saw that he had something on the Facebook page. I'd been on the Facebook page, and I saw he was scoping. So that's how I kind of met Scott. And the first time I met him was at he was periscoping, and it was at a sandwich eat up. That's where I actually met him the first time.
It's awesome. I do remember that night too.
Yeah, it was right down the street. It was over at it was right next to Cask and Larder, where they used to be. What was it? Swine and Sons. It was, yep. Swine and Sons.
That was it. I do. I remember that night. And it's funny you say that. So for those that are new and don't know me and Christy from Periscope, just to kind of refresh a little bit, I'm going to take a step back to say Periscope is an app. It is a live stream app that we use. You're more than welcome to follow us. It's at Florida Plunge. I'm not here to plug the Periscope. I will tell you that it can be a little irreverent. So just be prepared if you do decide to follow us there. It's not always Florida Plunge talk, but we do have a lot of fun and we've made some great friends from there, from that app. And so that's been fantastic. Thank you, Gene. I appreciate that. And we are excited to have you in our Florida Plunge lives when we met you in Jess the first time. And we're very lucky and I appreciate that. Ken, what about you guys? What made you and the wife take the Florida Plunge?
So it's funny, my wife's name is Jess too, and we didn't really talk about that. So it can be a little confusing sometimes, I'm sure. Actually, I grew up in Maine. My wife and I kind of met, you know, working out in Ohio. We actually worked in the amusement park field. We were working out Cedar Point at the time when we met. We got married and we actually did our honeymoon in Disney. So we kind of have always been a little bit tied to Disney just because of that. We went ahead and moved to Pittsburgh for a number of years, started, you know, got our house, all that sort of thing. Kind of found ourselves getting a little bit of a rut and, you know, like life happens and we both kind of find ourselves in an opportunity to kind of reevaluate everything and take a look and see what do we really want to do with our lives, right? So we kind of came up with our own sort of like mantra, like, you know, yours was sort of like, can't shovel sunshine. For us, we kind of adopted that we wanted to live life like we were retired while working. And we thought, what better place than that than Florida? So for us, we kind of were deciding, you know, what part of Florida we want to go to. Me growing up in Maine, I was all about trying to get close to the ocean again. I loved going fishing and stuff like that when I was growing up. We also wanted to be close to Disney. So we kind of, you know, we were actually really thankful for the Florida Plunge. It was something that really helped us out a lot. I mean, we had both been in the same jobs for a number of years. And the fact that it was private and stuff like that allowed us to get a lot of our questions answered without having to go ahead and get, you know, have anyone see our business and stuff like that, see what we were planning. So we kept it really, really under wraps from a lot of people for a very long time before we actually made our plunge. But we found the site to be extremely helpful. I like to look at it as we are success stories from the Florida Plunge group to actually get the chance to move down. And, you know, and we've been loving it ever since.
That's awesome. And you actually bring up a good point, Ken. Thank you for mentioning that, because I honestly didn't even think about discussing it on this broadcast, but I think it's definitely worth mentioning is the privacy factor. And I'm glad that you were able to take advantage of that. One thing we get asked a lot is, why do we have a group page and a main page, or a group and a page, whatever Facebook wants to call them now? And the reason is that main page is open to the public and anyone can see that information that wants to see it and like that page. What we found was a lot of the questions we got over the years, which I can't believe we've almost done this now, five years. The blog is almost 5 years old, actually in, I think, next month.
Probably.
I think it's 5 years old next month. A lot of the questions we got were questions that they didn't feel comfortable putting out because they didn't want jobs to know they were considering it. They didn't want family to know. So I finally gave in because I did fought it because that was just another thing that we had to maintain. And so the group page was created, and which is just a wealth of information. It's more than we could have ever put together on the blog as far as individual questions go and individual answers, because everyone's situation is different. Everyone's Florida Plunge is not our Florida Plunge or Gene's Florida Plunge or Ken's Florida Plunge. So it's nice to see those varied answers to your questions when asked.
And the people who, the questions that kind of plague you that you stay up at night and think, what about this? What about that? They can ask those and get them answered and get 50 people saying, yep, thought the same thing, you know? So it's a really good, almost like a support group.
It is. I agree. Way.
'Cause, you know, and again, like you said, it's where you can do it without family seeing, 'cause not all the time is family the most supportive about it. So they see it as, you know, oh, you'll go for a while and maybe, you know, come back or whatever. And most people do it with the intention of staying.
Perfect. And what you'll find also is on, just because your comment just kind of led me, I'm going to go down a different path and I promise I'm going to bring it back, guys. But I think something worth mentioning as well is along with that security factor that we want to give you when you're in our closed group page, as well as on our main page or in our blog or on Twitter, Instagram, wherever you're following us at, we also want you to feel comfortable knowing that we have gone out and vetted three fantastic realtors that we highly recommend for the Orlando area. The realtor community, just like the Disney community or any other business, it's a lot smaller community than one thinks. So if you're looking to move to another area, such as Tampa, St. Pete, Cocoa, the space area, Miami, Jacksonville, these realtors have a network. So they may know another realtor in that area that they can recommend. So just know that that's the reason I've got it limited to three. I don't want this to become a advertising site in the closed group for you, the person looking to move as well. So that's the reason that's the way. So hopefully that'll kind of answer that question because we do get that quite a bit. I know some people get frustrated. I know other realtors get frustrated. You know, why can't I advertise my stuff on there? Because it's not for advertising. That's not what we set this up for. That was never the intent. The intent was...
it's really for their knowledge base.
Right.
We came the year before and like Gene and Jess did and scoped it out. Like what neighborhoods do we want? We knew we were going to be renting at first, renting a house. So we saw what neighborhoods were available to rent, drove it around. We met with a relocation realtor and that particular person we met with was just really trying to push the high end areas of Orlando. And that was not where we were looking. So it was hard to get accurate information. She was more selling than just giving us the information that we needed. And so our realtors are so incredibly helpful. They know the market, they know the areas, they know exactly what to help you out. And so I can't imagine how many people nice to know, count it up, but they're super helpful with that.
So, Ken, thank you for that comment, and I will now bring it back to the original question, which was from Faith as far as why did you take the Florida plunge? So, do you want to share our story on why we took the Florida plunge?
So, I'm from Texas. Scott's from North Carolina. He grew up coming down here to Florida every summer since he was 8. And we have a condo in Fort Myers, and we would drive for 23 hours with 3 children in the car to get to our condo that we love to be at for 2-3 weeks every summer. And finally, one summer, we're like, why do we drive this far? Why do we not live closer to where we want to be? We like the Florida lifestyle. We like the weather. Texas, I know it comes as a shock. It's really cold and ice and snow. And miserably hot in the summer. So we're just kind of over that. And so we started researching like, well, where do we want to be? We don't really want to be where our vacation home is. So what would be close drive to that, but still in a good like family community. So I thought Tampa sounded good. Scott thought Orlando. Here we are. So yeah, thanks, Jane. So we are, one of his things for Orlando was that we'll see people. People visit Orlando. People don't really visit Texas. So there were friends that we, you know, you never see. And so since we moved here 5 years ago, we've seen college friends that you haven't seen since.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. You know,
I've seen high school friends that I haven't seen in 20 years, 25 years.
We've seen people that were in our weddings. We've seen, you know, all sorts of people. We were walking through Epcot one day and ran into old church members that we hadn't seen in
that didn't know we moved
15 years. So, I mean, it's just amazing the amount of friends and family that come here and visit and really make it feel. I mean, that's one of the top questions on there. How do I handle moving away from my family? And They come.
It's true. They do. They visit. So it is. That's kind of where we were. And Orlando was not necessarily our first choice. When we were originally throwing darts, Tampa came up, Orlando, Jacksonville, the Fort Myers area came up. And it really, for us, came down to be Central. We liked Central Florida for visitors. We liked not living directly where we vacationed, which was down at Fort Myers Beach. It was still a good 3-hour drive for us to get there, so you felt like you were getting away. So that was the reason we chose Orlando.
As a teacher, I knew I could pretty much go anywhere because Florida is a high demand for teachers right now. Tons of teaching jobs all over the state. So any teachers that want to do it, there's jobs here for you. Scott's business was more travel related, so this area just provided more incentive to stay here. So
there you have it. So again, Faith, thank you so much for that question. It was fantastic. It was a great way to start the program. So before we move on, I did want to ask Jean, since we talked a little bit about the group. Jean, I wanted you to tell them, as an admin, maybe, I don't know, your top 2-3 tips for taking advantage of our page.
Thanks, Scott. All righty. So I know my fellow admins, we have conversations about different things that happen in the group. And I would say, and this goes with any Facebook group, is that if you have a question, it's okay to ask your question. Not going to say it's a bad question ever, but you may get more, you may find more information out if you do a search of something that you're looking for. Just because a lot of people have been in the group for a while, and you may not get the response that you would have if it was something that's been asked before, because everybody's talked about that before. So even though we get a lot of people new in all the time, they may not have as much to contribute, but people have been in the group for a very long time will have already answered those questions. And if you don't have to put a long sentence, just type in Fort Myers or Orlando or different areas that you're asking about in the search bar, and it literally will go through every post that we've had for, I don't know how many years, 3 or 4 years, and it will show you these things.
Schools.
You know, just type in apartment complex. If you have apartment complex that you want to ask about, type it in there, and it more than likely may have been talked about before. Try not to give as much personal information about where you're located at either end of your move, because even though we want to say this is 100% safe place, we can't necessarily know every one of the 10,000 people that are in the group at this point. So we want you to be as safe as possible. So don't put personal information up. It's nice if you get to know somebody. it's nice to get, if you get to know somebody. But if you do that in your own Facebook, you know, whole friendship thing, that's fine. But just don't make that a thing in the group, on the page, actual page. And the rules are easy to follow. Just read the main pinned post, and you will see stuff that you are allowed are not allowed to post, just because I know some people get upset when we have to take something down, and they're not very difficult rules to follow. If you just read the pin post, you won't have any issues. So I think those are my three things that we always talk about a lot of the times.
Those are fantastic. Yes. Search. Goes right up there with purge when you're taking the Florida plunge.
Yeah.
Two things are key. And I agree with the personal information. And when we do remove something, we try not to. But if we do, just don't take it personal. There's reasons that we've done it, so just know that. But the rules, they really are easy to follow, honestly. And I make mistakes. I'll go ahead and put it out there. Let's just have a little comedy hour because all my admins are loving it. we do our best when we're allowing people into the groups to make sure that that's kind of where they belong. I made a mistake yesterday. I allowed a person in the group that wanted to sell us some premium weed.
So, top shelf.
Top shelf. So at least we're getting top shelf weed dealers at Taking the Florida Plunge.
Are they local?
I don't think so. No.
I'm really surprised we decided to go that way, but all right, let's go with it.
I just don't understand why you're on Facebook advertising it. I mean, really, it seems like the easiest way to get arrested.
So just know that we do make mistakes as well. So take advantage, though, of the group page. And take advantage of the main page.
Yeah.
Take advantage of the blog, which is floridaplunge.com. A lot of followers I have found on our group page do not even realize there's a blog out there that started this whole crazy mess that we have called Taking the Florida Plunge. There's a lot of great information out there that's still pertinent, and you're going to see a lot more posts come, especially these videos and these shows are going to start appearing on the blog as well, backtracking to the YouTube videos. So,
but one thing, you know, when Gene says don't share too much information, but one thing we do want you to do is make connections and meet with people. In the Orlando area, we do have meetups where people can get to know each other, kind of find common interests that way. And so
make it a group thing. Right. Don't make it a one-on-one thing because we still want you to be safe.
Exactly.
Perfect. Well, thank you guys. That was some, I appreciate that was some good information. So something I forgot to do at the beginning, there's going to be on the show before we wrap it up. See, I told you like 30 minutes, we're almost right there. This is perfect. One thing that we're going to try to make a habit of doing is for all of our guests at the beginning of every show, we want to ask you something you've done fun or new this past week. And then we're going to end our show asking you something that you have fun or new planned for the week ahead. So with that said, I'm going to throw it to Ken first. Ken, what is something fun or new you might have done last week? And what is something fun or new that you have planned the following week?
So originally I was going to talk about a place I kind of went to eat in the Tampa area. And I'll throw it out there just real quick. It's kind of a neat place called Armitage Market. Just kind of a trendy type place, always really crowded, lots of little restaurants there. But I actually am going to go a little bit farther backwards. I'm going to go back 2 weeks. I did post a video up on the YouTube page. I made a trip up to the Villages. One of the downsides I have found of if you are trying to get away from family by moving to Florida, they have a tendency to follow you. Since we've moved down here, my sister's moved down, my parents are just in the process of they have bought and are building land out in the Villages. And if you ever get a chance, it's kind of a neat place just for the fun. If you like to golf, there's something like 55 golf courses there. If you live at the Villages, it's all free for you. If you are just there to kind of visit somebody who lives at the Villages, golf is like $15 for 9 holes, which if you are a golfer, you know that's really pretty cheap. There's like concerts there every night at each one of their 3 main places. Tons of restaurants, tons of bars. They don't call it, you know, adult summer camp for nothing. So that place is actually really, really interesting.
So what's something you have planned this next week?
So this week, you know, with being the Easter weekend and stuff like that, my parents are coming down. And we plan on going out to one of the like most popular restaurants out here in the Tampa area. If you're ever around here, I highly, highly suggest it. A place called the Columbia. It is sort of like a Latin Cuban type flair place to it, but it has, you know, fantastic food. It is a little bit here on the dressier side. You're going to have to kind of dress up a little bit. Make sure that you are, if you just do go out there, try to make a reservation. I will give you a little tip that they told me there. If you make a reservation and let's say there's no reservations for your time, but you make one for like 8 o'clock, right? If you show up at 5:30, your name's already on the list. They're going to do what they can to get you a table as soon as possible. So it's a really kind of, that's sort of a little trick to it, but it's a really neat place. If you go there on certain nights, they have like flamenco dancers. I think it's flamenco. Like if they do like a whole show and stuff like that. So it's a really cool restaurant, really great food. Highly suggest check it out if you're in the Tampa area.
That's pretty cool. Do you know if that's the same Columbia that's
in? It is.
It's the original. Yeah.
It's the original.
Awesome. The original, yes. It's at Ybor City, which is, I mean, like they have a bar there that's from over 100 years old, just like their counter bar top, stuff like that.
They have the same restaurant in Celebration. It's the same company.
That's awesome. Yeah, because it's really good. We actually
went ate there.
Yes. We all ate there together as Florida Plunger.
Yeah, yeah.
But I have heard great things about the one there in Ybor City, which you know how I feel about Ybor City and that whole area. We can do a whole that may be a whole show we do just on that whole area, so just stay tuned for that. I may have to go there and do that live there. All right, Gene, so let's take it over to you. Something maybe you did the last week or two and something you've got planned this next week that's going to be fun and new for you and Jess.
Well, we work a lot because we both work – actually, we both work at the Disney Reservation Center, so it's hard to do stuff together. So we went to the movies this past week, and then this past weekend, I actually went down to Disney's Hollywood Studios and rode a ride, saw a show, walked around, saw some of the construction that's going on over there. The first gondola pole for the new transportation system is up. That's the first one, I think, on property anywhere. So it's kind of cool seeing that. This coming up week, our friend Anthony Bencomo, who owns Deli Fresh Threads, is having one of his monthly sandwich eat-ups not far from where I live here in Longwood. Yes, Longwood. I'm pretty sure it's Longwood. AJ Sub Shop in Longwood. They're actually, they have more than one shop, I believe. One's in Tampa. And they opened this one up recently. It's a family-owned place. I went there to eat not long after they opened. They were really good. He came out and tried it, so I decided to do one of his sandwich eat-ups there. So I will be there Saturday. I believe it's from 1 to 3. They are only open for breakfast and lunch, so it's one of those type of sandwich places. So I'll be, if you want to come out and meet me, I'll be there. I'll share the sandwich eat-up into the Facebook Florida Plunge group for you guys.
Awesome. For us, this past week, this one went on a cruise. Apparently, Anthony just needs to sponsor the show. So she went on a cruise with the same Anthony Bencomo from Deli Fresh Threads and his family. Actually, she went with Kristen, and Anthony just happened to be there.
Right.
So she was on a cruise for spring break. So y'all did that.
Mm-hmm. Which is awesome about being in Central Florida because you've got two ports within an hour. So we went out of Port Canaveral.
Miami
you can get to in 3 hours.
Actually, you can get to Jacksonville, Tampa, Port Canaveral, Miami, Fort Lauderdale.
That's
a lot of options.
Yeah.
You like last minute cruising, it's a good state for it.
Exactly. So you guys did that. And then I actually went with friends and ate at Bob's Seafood. I think it's the name of our Bob's Seafood House or Bob's Fish House in Golden Oak. Or Goldenrod. That was something new for me. We actually used to live over by it, and so I'd never been there. So that was actually pretty tasty. It actually was like an hour and a half wait to get inside. So we weren't thinking when we went on a Friday with it being the Easter season and Lent, so everyone was going for their fish. And then this next week, with it being Easter, we've done Easter at Magic Kingdom before. We're actually going to go to the wild side and do Easter at Animal Kingdom. And we're going to have some lunch at Yak and Yeti, which if you've never eaten there, we highly recommend it.
It's best Chinese food in Orlando.
We love it there, at least in Disney property anyway.
Yeah, I was going to say on Disney property. But where we live at, actually, we found the best Chinese food in Orlando so far. Awesome.
But yes.
Georgia.
And then this week we also just booked our very first Airbnb, so stay tuned for that. We will be taking a trip to Sarasota Siesta Key area the Memorial Day weekend time frame, so we'll have some video footage hopefully from there as well, so that's kind of exciting. So that's kind of what we've got going on. I'm kind of excited. It's going to be a fun week. So with that, I want to say thank you for joining us.
Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
I want to mention something.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Why don't you talk about the Florida Plunge cruise?
Oh, that's a good one. Thank you.
It's a good opportunity.
So, yes. So, speaking of cruises, if you would like to go on our first annual Taking the Florida Plunge cruise, that will be happening on October the 6th. It will be a 7-night sailing. Nope, is that not the right date?
No, it's not annual.
It's the first.
I was about to say, I don't know about being annual. I got other places I want to go to.
That's the wrong date. No, it's October 6th, and we get the question, oh, we're going on Disney. No, we're not going on Disney cruise. We're actually going on Carnival. We're going on a 7-night sailing. It is Eastern Caribbean. It's going to include San Juan, St. Thomas.
Grand Turks. And Amber Cove, BR.
Right now, we've got about 30 plungers, give or take, in that range. I know we just had one couple have to drop out, unfortunately. Their son is getting married, and so that's unfortunately going to take precedence over a cruise for them.
I think we have 16, 17 cabins of people, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And just coming off the cruise this last week, it's going to be a really good time that we can hang out and see new places and get to know each other better, and it's going to be great.
And if that's something you're interested in, or if you just want to receive a quote, we do have a sponsoring travel agent, Modern Travel Professionals. Christine Hardenberg is the owner of that agency. She will actually be on the show in a future episode. If you use the search function on the group page, just put Florida Plunge Cruise. You should find that. Or you can go to our blog, floridaplunge.com, and search Florida Plunge Cruise there. It'll come up with you some contact information, a place you can put in for a quote. But again, that's going to be on October 6th of this year. So we're under the 200-day mark, I believe, right now. So that's kind of exciting because we were actually more than a year out when we started planning this. So we're pretty excited.
And if you would like to see me on that cruise, please go ahead, reach out to that travel agent and tell them that you would like to buy a cruise room for me, and I'll be there.
So, and we know school's in and things like that, but hey, she's a teacher.
It's cheap time to go.
It's a frugal time.
It's cheap.
So anyway, so there's that. Thank you for bringing that up, Jean. I totally forgot.
It's a better value.
It is. It's a great value.
People.
It is. It's a great value.
No negativity.
So, Ken, we're all on social media. So for those that are viewing us, Ken, for those that don't know, Ken is actually on Instagram. He's a fantastic photographer, along with this video capability he has of producing this fantastic show that's probably going to be Emmy nominated when this is all said and done. Ken, why don't you tell the folks where they can find you at on social media?
So let's see if this works here. All right. So what I'm hoping is that you can see this. Please go ahead and follow me on Instagram at Disneyfied Gentleman. I'm trying to build that up as much as I can, trying to make as many photos. I primarily make Disney photos, but I will throw in other things from the area too, and make sure that you're still following this page on YouTube.
Perfect. And one thing Ken is going to do also for us, along with helping with this show, when he's out, Ken actually travels a lot for his job. So when he's out, at least in the state of Florida, he is going to do his best to do some videography for us of some of the different locations he's in, just to be able to put up on the YouTube, just so you can get an idea or a feel for our area. That's kind of where the villages came from for the St. Patrick's Day Parade, which I have to say did look like a lot of fun. I'm all about a parade. You know that, though.
You're going to go to Venice for Mardi Gras?
Yes.
Ooh.
I'd love to go to Venice, Florida for Mardi Gras. That could be a lot of fun. I've actually been there one time. It was kind of scary. I saw old people with beads. Yes. It was pretty fun, though. It was a lot of fun.
There was a lot of that in the villages as well.
Oh, dear.
Let's see. So, Jean,
what we have to look forward to.
Jean, where can they find you on social media?
I don't do nearly as much as I used to, but I'm on Instagram somewhere. But you can find me on Twitter at BIGGCUBAN as Big Cuban. I've been on there and I've been on Periscope. So if you want to get a hold of me, that's how you can get a hold of me. Pretty much public. It's my Facebook page is not public. Perfect. But if you're in the group, you can tag me on something if you want to get a hold of me.
Excellent. And then Christy here, she is actually has an Instagram. It's Deco Mesh Wreath.
Welcome.
See, that tells you how much I know about my wife sometimes.
Just do work.
Welcome home.
Changed, right?
Yes. And then I'm at Florida Plunge on Instagram. And then on Twitter, we're at Florida Plunge. And then you have us on Facebook, Taking the Florida Plunge. We've got the floridaplunge.com. Pretty much, if you just search Florida Plunge, it's going to come up on something that you're on social media. So we hope you'll give us a follow. I will warn you, for those of you that know me, already know this, my Florida Plunge Instagram has more become about my weight transformation as my weight is plunging off of me. as opposed to Florida, but that's okay. So
your weight is funny.
Yeah, I thought I liked that. Didn't you like that? That was kind of clever. See, so yeah, so there's that too. So, but it does get to mix. Like, for instance, we just did, we just did Flower and Garden this week too. That was our other thing we did fun.
We actually
took our friend Kelly to Flower and Garden for her first time. And I have to say, the food was phenomenal. The fried cauliflower in Morocco. And the
shrimp and get grits in the Florida floor. That was the best shrimp and grits I've ever had.
So there's lots of stuff
there. But yeah, good.
So yeah, lots of good food. Lots of food. So we did that this past weekend and on Sunday or Saturday, and we had a great time. So that's another fun thing we did.
Because when you get off a cruise, you want to go walk 4 or 5 miles around Epcot. Yeah.
Exactly.
And eat.
Perfect.
So.
Kim, thank you for being a fantastic producer. Gene, thank you for joining us this week. Christy, thank you for sitting here beside me. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for checking out episode number one of the Florida Plunge Show. And we do appreciate your support, and we will see you real soon. Until next time.